We'll get started for the last session. We have about 25 minutes left.
今天课程的最后一节是25分钟。我们现在来讲在画面上的这张 PPT。
This is the diagram for life's important decisions where we've tried to sort of pack everything in. Your purpose in life, we've tried to put it all on one page.
我们在这张 PPT 上面呢，我们把这个我们一生啊，在的一些目标我们要下一些什么样的决定，我们都尽量的把这些图全部都把它挤进了这一张 PPT 里。
So it's not very detailed, of course.
当然也没有太多细节。
But it should give you an idea of how we progress through life from the time that we're born until the time that we hopefully can get to evidence testing and glorify God.
而这个图呢，其实是要给我们一个理解，就是基本的理解，就是我们在我们的人生从出生到我们死的这个过程中间，我们如何可以成长而能够荣耀神。
And we've only got about 20 minutes, so we'll have to move through it pretty quick.
因为我们只剩20分钟，所以我们要讲快一点。
Now, when you're born into the world, you're born condemned.
当你出生的时候，你是在一个有罪的状态下。
And that means that because of Adam's original sin, you are a sinner.
由于亚当的原罪的一个遗传，我们是一个罪人。
You are born in Adam, and in Adam all have sinned.
因为你是因着亚当而生，那因为亚当使我们成为罪人。
And that comes out in John 3:18, for example, in Romans chapter 3.
约翰福音18章和罗马书第3章都有提到。
Yeah, and Romans chapter 5 verse 12 also, you can add to that.
罗马书
5:12.
第5章12节也有提到。
Now, when you grow up, as a little child, you get to learn to use language.And so you're learning things from a young age.
当我们很小的时候就开始学习语言，所以我们是在学习中长大的。
And you can ask questions to your parents and your teachers.
而且你会对你的父母亲或者是老师问问题。
And you get an understanding of the world around you.
而且你开始去学习了解整个在我们四周的世界。
And as a young child, God is going to present himself to you and say, Here I am. I am the creator of the universe. Do you believe that I exist?
而当我们很小的时候，神上帝就有机会在我们面前告诉我们说，我是创造这个宇宙的神。你相信我吗？
I think every child will ask, Where does the world come from? Or where do the sky, where do the stars come from, for example?
而所有的小孩，我们每一个呢，从小就会喜欢问问题。比如说他会问，诶，这个世界怎么来的？那那些星星怎么来的？
Who made the moon?
是谁创造了月亮？
Why is there fish in the sea?
为什么会有鱼在海里？
Now, these are sort of questions that curious children, and all children really are curious. These are questions that they ask.
而这些都是孩子们那些非常好奇哦，其实所有的孩子们都好奇，他们是会问这些问题的。
And if the parents are Christian, or maybe you know, they can ask someone who's a Christian, the Christian will tell them.
而这些不论是什么样信仰的家庭的孩子，他在问的时候，就会有一个说法，就是上帝创造了这样的世界。
Okay. Oh, see, atheists won't believe. Let's say an atheist will believe in evolution instead.
No, but like if a kid asks an atheist.
Oh, if the kid asks the atheist is going to say things came from a big bang or they came from evolution.
而如果是有一个小孩问了一个无神论者，那无神论者他大概会说，哎，世界也是从一个大爆炸开始的。
But in the kid's mind, he's going to make up his mind as to whether God exists or not.
但是呢，小孩子他一定会用他的思维去想，甚至决定，或者是相信到底有没有一个神。
Yeah, and even for a young kid, if they're told by an atheist that God doesn't exist, if they want to know the truth, God will present them with the right answer.
如果有一个小孩是问了一个无神论者这个问题，那就算无神论者告诉他说没有神，可是这个小孩他也会被神提供一些机会去了解。
Yeah, so this is the first step, and this is called God consciousness.
这个呢就是第一步。我们在这个图上面是就是提到的是，这是所谓认识神的存在的那一刻。
Now, if you have negative, see, this is negative volition, and if you say, "No, I don't believe God exists," you remain in condemnation.
所以呢，这时候当你被提供了神有上帝存在的这个讯息的那一刻，你就会运用你的自由意志决定。如果你是用负的 V， 就是否定这个讯息的时候，你就会掉回去原罪定罪的状态。
Now, some people don't believe in God when they're young, but later on in life, they might have an experience, and then they realize God does exist.
有一些人可能小时候他真的不相信有神，但是呢，他随着年龄长大，他有机会再开始重新去思考这个事情，而相信有神。
At that point, then the V becomes positive. That's positive volition.
而当那个时候呢，就是所谓的 V 加，也就是它是一个正向的一个意志决定。
So now they believe in God as the creator.
所以他就等于是相信了上帝是一个创造者。
But just to believe in God as a creator is not salvation. That's not enough to get you to salvation.
但是相信神，上世界是神创造的，并不代表你就可以得到救恩。
Yeah, some people say, just believe in God and you can go to heaven. Well, that's not true.
有些人说，哦，你相信上帝，你就可以去天堂。这不是真的。
You have to believe the gospel message.
你必须要相信福音。
That Jesus Christ took the punishment for your sin.
就是上帝，他去了十字架，而为我们承担了所有的罪。
It was Jesus who took the punishment. God the Father put the sins upon Jesus and punished Jesus for our sins.
所以是上帝承担了我们所有的罪，而受到了处罚。是上帝让这个耶稣可以承担我们所有人的罪。
And then Jesus was raised up from the dead.
而耶稣基督呢，他死后还复活。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗?
Well, if you believe that, that's called positive volition at gospel hearing.
如果是相信，你就是又是在第二个 V 加这边。
Okay, and then that's what we call salvation. You're saved.
所以你这时候就得到了救恩，你是被救了。
You're born again.
你重生了。
Now on the diagram here, we have this blue line going across. So now you've crossed over from the line of being unsaved or unregenerate to saved. Now you have eternal security.
那这个图上你看到一条蓝色的水平线，这个水平线就是我们人生的一个重要决定。你不信的话，你就是不会得救，就未得救。你信了，你就跨过了那一条蓝线，你就得到了永恒的保障。
So far you've made two very important decisions.
所以在这个时候，你到现在呢，从刚才出生到现在，你已经下了两个重要决定。
The first was you said, yes, I believe God exists.
第一个决定是你相信，你说，你对神说，是的，我相信上帝是存在的。
And then when God presented you with the gospel, remember that's the work of the Holy Spirit and the evangelist, again you said yes, so that's two good decisions.
然后第二个时间呢，是当你听到了福音，然后你决定了要不要相信福音，所以这是两个非常重大的决定。
See, now you have eternal life.
然后你就得到了永生。
Now the next thing you have to decide, and this really isn't just a one-time decision, you have to make this decision every day, really, is are you going to study doctrine? Are you going to study the Word of God?
而接下来呢，你从此要开始，可能每天都要下这个决定，就是你要不要学习神的话语，你要不要学习圣经的教义。
A lot of Christians say, no, I'm too busy or it's just not important, I have other things to do.
很多的基督徒说，哦，我不愿意学，因为我太忙了，没有时间学。
Well, they're just happy to go to church and be with their friends and sing songs and eat free lunch on Sunday.
或者是他们是很愿意礼拜天去教会，是为了跟朋友们一起唱歌跳舞。
Now God loves me very much and I'm going to go to heaven, I'll be very happy.
然后呢，他会认为说，神对我很爱我。他一定会让我快乐的去天堂。
This person is negative to the study of doctrine.
所以他是对学圣经教义是采取了一个负面的意志决定。
And this is what leads to ignorance of God's plan.
基本上这就是称之为忽略上帝的计划。
And he can get very arrogant as well, just thinking that, you know, God loves me just the way I am. That's arrogance.
那这也造成了他是一个傲慢的状态。
Well, yes, God does love you the way you are, but he wants, in fact, he demands you to change.
但是因为他不理解的是上帝的确爱我们，但是他也希望我们，他是有一个命令，就是我们必须改变。
Let's say you've been a Christian for 20 years. If you still have the same thinking as you did 20 years ago, that means you haven't changed.
如果你已经成为一个基督徒20年了，但你还是跟你20年前一样，完全没有改变。
If you're still thinking the same thoughts and doing the same things and you've still got the same friends, what's changed?
那你还是每天都想法一样，做的事情一样，还是跟原来的一群朋友混，那你改变了什么？
There's a lot of arrogance. Also, if you're learning false doctrine, you can think that you're becoming a great Christian because of all the time that you're spending learning and maybe all the Christian service that you're doing. But that's just causing you to think you're a great Christian when you're not.
那另外一种傲慢呢，就是你做了很多那种错误的教导里面下的一个所谓的很棒的基督徒，然后呢，其实你并没有真正学习到神教导的。
So that's going to equal self-induced misery and divine discipline.
所以呢，这称之为自我导致的痛苦和神的管教。
The goal of the divine discipline, remember God punishes you like a father punishes his child in order that you can return to studying the word of God.
而这个就是所谓的上帝他的一个管教，就是 他管教你犹如管教自己的儿子一样，他是会给你苦难来管教你，让你能够了解应该要去做学习。
It's never too late to start learning doctrine.
所以永远不会太晚去学习圣经的教义。
Okay, so for this person, maybe they spent, a Christian spent 20 years out here getting divine discipline and ultimately decides, oh, now I want to start learning doctrine.
所以呢，一个人他很可能经过神很多年的苦难的管教，他终于知道他要学习上帝的话语，神的话语。
Now we've got positive volition, so we come out the other side here.
那这时候呢，你就是又进入了第三个 V 加，所以你就可以从左边渡到右边来了。
And now he's committed to spending time in Bible class.
那你开始花时间在这个圣经课里面。
So now every day he's going to make a good decision. He says, I'm going to sit down for 30 minutes or one hour and I'm going to study the word of God.
然后你每天呢都有下一个好的决定，就是你愿意花30分钟或一个小时去学圣经，去了解上帝给我们的话语。
Or you can make an even better decision. He said, I'll do one hour in the morning, one hour in the evening.
你甚至可以再下一个更棒的决定，就是我要在早上学一个小时，晚上再学一个小时圣经的教义。
And God's given me 24 hours today, so I'm just going to give 2 hours back to studying the word of God.
上帝给了我一天24小时，所以呢，我就要给2小时还给上帝，让上帝跟我教导我。
And by doing that, then he develops knowledge of God and his plan.
而这样子做呢，你就开始慢慢越来越了解上帝的计划。
There's many ways to learn the Bible, but for one example, the 40 absolutes and the 10 problem-solving devices.
而当然你有很多的学习方法呢，其中一个呢就是学习到40个绝对与10个解决问题的方法。
Yeah, and my pastor, Colonel Thiem, he's written about 500 doctrines relating to different subjects in the Bible, so that becomes a part of the study as well.
就上校牧师呢，他有真的解释了五百个经句。那这些都成为我们教可以学习的内容。
Some of the doctrines are pretty small, just about minor subjects, and then there's some doctrines that go for pages and pages, and it's like a thesis he's written about a particular topic.
而在这些教义的这个里面呢，就它有些呢是比较短的一些概念。那有的是那长篇大论，像是这个博士论文一样。
Well, you go to seminary and you can study a systematic theology, which normally is broken into 13 different categories.
或者是你可以愿意呢，就是到这个神学院里面去学。好，那这些资讯呢，一般这些教学内容会被放在13个不同的大的课程主题里。
Okay, so there's different ways of studying the Word of God, of course.
所以那有非常多不同的方法去学神的话语。
But if you're studying correctly, then you develop this knowledge of doctrine.
所以呢，当你这个慢慢的用这些方法学习之后，你就开始累积这些教义在你的生命运用中。
Now you have to make more decisions.
这时候你就要下更多决定。
God's going to test you. He's saying you've got the information. How are you going to use it?
因为上帝会开始测验你，你有了这么多的讯息在你的脑中了，你会如何的使用它？
And firstly, are you using the information to take control over your sin nature?
比如说你会开始决定如何去从你学习的东西来控管你自己的罪性。
Can you control your emotions?
你可以控制你的情绪吗？
Can you control your tongue?
你可以管住你的舌头吗？
How do you react under a pressure situation?
你如何去反应当你受到非常大的压力的时候？
All of these things are relating to application.
这些事情都是跟你的使用神的话语有关。
See, when you get to the top one here, now we're talking about application of doctrine to life and circumstances.
所以这时候我们就到了最上面的这个 V, 就是你要如何的去运用教义在我们的生命跟境况中。
So、at the top of God's plan, here you know about God's plan, but you're not making the application. So you've learned all this doctrine, but you're not using it.
所以在左上方的那一块 他说应该要修改一下，就是这个时候你其实是了解神的计划了。
Yeah, that's knowledge of God's plan.
对，是了解神的计划了，但是呢，你却没有去运用神的话语来。
If you have a lot of knowledge of God's plan, but you're not using it, you can become very arrogant. You know, I know everything about God's plan.
就是说，如果你知道所有的神的计划，但你却没有运用神的话语来使用在你的生命中的话，这又是另一种傲慢。
Now, you can use that knowledge to really impress people.
你变成是用了这些知识去让别人觉得你很棒。
Knowledge is power.
因为知识就是力量。
And that's like, for example, the Catholic Church, you know, for millennium, for thousands of years, they've used their knowledge, or what they say is scripture, to keep their followers in the dark, to deceive them.
就像天主教在过去千百年，他把很多很多对于神的计划这些知识呢，变成是一个控制信徒的一些方法，让这些信徒还一直在黑暗中走不出来。
One of the big factors which started the Protestant Reformation, you know, when the Protestant movement came up with Martin Luther and other people, you know Martin Luther, right? Was because he said, we can study the Bible. We don't need this church organization to help us study the Bible.
一直到500年前，就是马丁路德他在重整教会做教会宗教革命的时候，他才讲说，我们需要的是这本圣经，我们其实不需要教会。
And another one was that Martin Luther realized we don't need the church to be saved. The Catholic Church was saying if you want to go to heaven, you need to do it through the church.
而且马丁路德很清楚地讲说，我们不需要由教会，我们就可以得救。
And one of the problems of the Catholic Church was they said that we have the power to tell what the Word of God is saying. You don't know, and they wouldn't give them Bibles, obviously.
而这些老的天主教会呢，他就是说我们才是真正懂得神的话语的人，你们不会懂，所以他们基本上根本不把这本圣经交给大家。
The Catholics, they had false knowledge, but they had a lot of knowledge, and they said it came from the Bible and from the Pope. They were using it to deceive people.
所以呢，这个就是在讲的是天主教的宗教一直有一个问题，就是他们运用这些知识来控制人，却不给他们真正正确的教义。
Okay, but that's just an example. Here we're really talking about believers that have studied, or that we are talking about believers studying the Word of God, and now they're getting arrogant, so they're going to be under discipline from God.
所以呢，我们在说什么？就是当基督徒他真的知道这些有关神的计划这些知识。但是他却不好好的按照这些知识去活出一个基督徒的样子，他就是称之为傲慢，这是会被处罚的。
But through divine discipline, a lot of pressure from God, then maybe that person will change his mind and saying, "Hey, I need to start applying."
而当他受到处罚的时候，就等于是被神的一个管教，好，说不定他这些不断的压力、神的管教在他身上之后，他有一天他会突然。觉醒了，他决定要按照神的话语去做到，去实用，然后他就进入了最上面的这个 V 加。
And if he applies what he knows, you know, every time you apply the word of God, that's fruit, that's spiritual fruit that you're offering up to God.
而当每一次呢，你运用了神的教导，你就等于是 有了结了一个圣灵的果子，那这个圣灵的果子就等于是我们在荣耀神的一个物东西。
And the greater the pressure you have, and the more application, then there's more fruit being produced.
而当你的生命中越多的压力，你就越有机会去结圣灵的果子，你就越可以呈现你的生命的属灵生活的一个荣耀。
And this brings us back again to the book of Job. See, Job was a very upright man, very close to God, and he had extreme pressure and testing in his life because it was coming from Satan.
而就是在这个约伯记里面，就让我们看到约伯他的生命后来被因为撒旦的指控，就给了他非常非常多的压力，但是他却。
Those tests were coming from Satan. They were directly designed by Satan.
而这些被撒旦所设计出来的这些测试。
Now, just for, say for example that Satan was testing Job, and the test was that he burned his house down. Yeah. Just imagine if the test that Job had to face, the only test was that his house burned down.
Tim 呢，他就做一个假设哈。比如说这个撒旦要把约伯的房子烧掉。
Okay, now Job might, you know, be a little bit upset.
那约伯很可能有一点点的难过。
But Job's a very rich man. He can build another house very easy.
但是约伯是个很有钱的人啊，他可以很容易的就盖另外一栋房子啦。
So that's not much of a test, really.
所以这样的测试对他来讲没什么用。
But remember, Job lost his house and his family.His family died, his workers died, he lost his business, and he lost his health, and then his wife walked away. That's a test.
而真正约伯所面临的事情，在这个约伯记里有写到，就是他是整个公司也没了，就他的事业也没了，家庭也没了，而且他的家人还死掉了，他的这些工作人员也死掉了，然后他也失去了他的太太，所以他是这么恐怖的一个状态，这才叫做真正的测试。
Yeah, at the end of it all, he had nothing.
到最后他什么都没了。
Well, did he? He had God, and that for him was everything.
而他当然还有神，但是对他来讲，神就是他的全部。
Job was being tested. What are your priorities in life?
当约伯在受到测试的时候，其实他在测试的是什么？就是他的人生的次序，什么东西是最重要的一个测试。
And that's the question you all need to ask yourselves. What are my priorities in life?
这也是我们应该要问我们自己的，我们的人生最重要的次序，最重要的事情是什么？
Let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us this evening.
感谢神给我们今天晚上的时间。
And we pray that as we focus on the things that the Holy Spirit has taught us, that we can see your plan more clearly.
我们要祷告，让圣灵教导我们的所有的事情，可以让我们更清晰的了解。
And we pray that you continue to encourage us to keep focused on your plan.
而且也祈祷你可以让我们更专注的去面对你给我们的计划。
That even in times of discouragement or times when we feel like giving up, that you can encourage us to keep going.
即使是我们受到了一些让我们觉得很困难的事情，你也会持续的在鼓励我们。
Knowing that you have provided many blessings in our future and eternal future too.
而且要让我们相信我们可以信赖您会持续的给我们祝福对现在以及未来。
And we look forward to that time in our lives where we might reach spiritual maturity and then glorify you to the maximum.
而且我们期待上帝能够让我们在我们的属灵生活中能够荣耀你。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢都是因着耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'll see you all again next Sunday, probably.
礼拜天见咯。